UFO truth. When UFOs are discussed, most of us who are interested in UFOs, now called UAPs for some strange reason, put the sightings by pilots at the top of the credibility heap. I have always thought many pilots who fly a lot have held back on telling us about the UFOs they have seen. We know commercial pilots didn't want to say anything for the most part, because they were afraid of losing their jobs. A couple did it anyway and it ended their careers. One pilot who was anonymous stated he has seen hundreds of UFOs in his years flying, and yet we are still being told basically it is other things people are seeing and not extraterrestrial craft. Everything is a secret when it comes to government reports on UFOs. We did get a tiny taste of reality a couple of years ago with a couple of videos released by the Navy, but that was it. Luis Elizondo was a former U.S. Army counterintelligence special agent and had an important role as the Director of Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification and took his role seriously. In an interview he was asked why was it no one above him would listen to what he had to say about UFOs. He said he was kept from reaching his top boss, the Under Secretary of Defense for Intelligence in the Pentagon, by the people under him. When he was asked why this was, he said they believed UFOs were associated with demons, from their religious standpoint. Wow, this is hard to believe in modern times. He also said there were five of them and they all felt the same way. Years ago, a pilot from the once famous airline Pan American Airlines said in a letter, he was the co-pilot of a cargo plane with a five-man crew who all saw UFOs. The Wall Street Journal had published his letter. It was titled, "A Pilot Explains UFOs for the Last Time." It is still relevant today. Pilots are our best eyes in the sky, because they are looking into the sky as they fly. It also seems many of our planes seem to attract UFOs who come too close for comfort many times, and in rare occasions even bump into a plane, as witnessed by one which had a large dent when it landed. The New York Post ran an article which stated credible UFO sightings spotted by jet pilots are being ignored. They were referring to reports sent to the Royal Canadian Air Force. This was found out when previously classified event logs were released to Vice News under Canada's Access to Information Act. It would seem the Canadian and US governments have decided to degrade UFO sightings, which seem to have climbed out of the ridicule factor after many decades of derision. The idea of some UFOs being extraterrestrial has been helped by the idea which is being accepted by many, including scientists, of the fact the universe is so large there has to be more intelligent beings out there. When I talk to people about UFOs, there are always a few that saw things in the sky they can't explain. Admittedly, this doesn't mean they were alien craft, but sometimes the stories are so compelling it seems they could be nothing else. I go back again to the story I was told by a couple who witnessed a very dark shadow over their home and ran outside to see what was going on. They saw a huge round craft over the roof of their home, which was stationary and only about 50 feet above. They said they were very scared and the hovering object sat there for a short time then blasted off into the sky. When you hear things like this from a perfectly normal couple, you have to think, what else could this be? And absent a lie, it could be nothing else but an alien craft. Every once in a while, you hear something like this from credible people. Over the years, many photos of UFOs have hit the internet. Unfortunately, we can't put much faith in many of them, maybe even most. This doesn't mean there aren't at least a few which are genuine. Dr. Stephen Greer was an emergency room doctor who gave up his trade to become a UFO investigator. He claims he has been able to teach people how to mentally make contact with extraterrestrials flying UFOs. He has shown photos taken using night vision of UFOs supposedly taken during group sessions outside. He was highly respected and was even said to have been called to the White House for advice on the UFO question. He says, the UFO problem is the biggest security problem we have. Not only that, but says in 1993 people on his team were killed. He said he not only briefed President Clinton and his cabinet. You can see one of his podcasts at the address provided in the written article. You can copy and paste this address into your browser's address area. Sorry, TruthFacts doesn't use live outside links. People have been taking photos since 1826, but in those days the exposure had to be for hours. As time went by, there came a time when someone took a photo of a UFO in 1870. It was a cylindrical object and in front of a cloud bank. The photo was taken near Mount Washington in New Hampshire. I doubt very much a photo taken at that time could have been faked. In 1942, during the Battle of Los Angeles, a UFO can be seen at the center of several spotlights as hundreds of shells are being fired at it to no avail. Contrary to what has been said about nothing being there, you can clearly see the shape of a UFO in the light. A few photos were taken in 1950 by a man named Paul Trent in Oregon, which have been investigated until the cows come home and were examined extensively and proven to be genuine and published in different magazines and newspapers, including Life magazine, the top magazine in the country at the time. There certainly is enough reason to believe something is being covered up. It seems there is a group which is keeping the truth not only away from the public, but has shut out many people in the government, even the presidents of the United States. Is it a question of them wanting to keep their power, or do they know something so horrible they think it will destroy society if they let the secret out? There have been stories which state a few people did find out the truth, but never released it when they found out what it was.